is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, reality setting in. As I told you yesterday, Western leaders are beginning to recognize that the situation on the ground in Ukraine is not conducive to produce the results they've been telling us they want, which is Russia completely out of Ukrainian territory, including the Crimea. Privately, Western leaders are telling Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, that he's going to need to negotiate. Basically saying, you cannot win this war against Russia. This being reported by the Wall Street Journal, reported on private remarks to Zelensky, said, quote, the public rhetoric masks deepening private doubts among politicians in the UK, France, and Germany that Ukraine will be able to expel the Russians from eastern Ukraine and Crimea, which Russia has controlled since 2014, and a belief that the West can only help sustain the war effort for so long, especially if the conflict settles into a stalemate, officials from the three countries say. We keep repeating that Russia mustn't win, but what does that mean? If the war goes on for long enough with this intensity, Ukraine's losses will become unbearable. This according to a senior French official quoted by the Wall Street Journal. And continuing, this French official quoted as saying, no one believes they will be able to retrieve Crimea, end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz, both told Zelensky at a meeting, at a dinner at the Elysee Palace earlier this month, that he must consider peace talks with Moscow. According to its source, the newspaper quoted Macron as telling Zelensky that even mortal enemies like France and Germany had to figure out how to make peace after World War II. For the people of the sake of the people of Ukraine, pray that cooler heads prevail. Topic number 4, avian flu. We're keeping an eye on this. This is something that Sharon has been watching for more than 20 years, because H5N1, if it develops or mutates into a form that can spread easily from human to human, could be the type of pandemic that the world was that the globalists tried to convince us that the recently concluded pandemic was going to become. And we're seeing another case of human-to-human transmission in Cambodia, where the World Health Organization says there's a second case. This is the father of an 11-year-old girl who recently died of her avian flu infection. She was in close contact with chickens, reportedly. This has been spreading throughout the world. Here in the United States, a record number of poultry, chicken and turkey, have been culled because of the spread of this very virulent European strain of H5N1, reportedly 90% fatal in chickens within 48 hours. This second case in Cambodia is one of the girl's 12 contacts. Testing continues on the others. According to Cambodian health officials, 4 of those contacts have experienced flu-like symptoms. The World Health Organization is reassessing the risk posed by H5N1 because in earlier assessments, they said that the virus posed very low risk to humans, and so there's no genetic evidence thus far that it is spreading easily human to human. There have only been 965 cases of H5N1 avian flu in humans since 2003. So in the last 20 years, fewer than 50 cases a year. Does not spread easily human to human. But if it keeps spreading into mammals, the risk there is that by mixing with other viruses, or genetic recombination, that it might turn into a form that can spread easily, and that could pose a true public health danger. Topic number 3, equity bureaucracy. Or maybe burity equocracy is just as accurate. President Biden has doubled down on his administration's commitment to the power of the federal government to enforce, and this is how it's being reported by the corporate media, support of undeserved or underserved communities and the advance of racial equity. Supporting underserved communities and advancing racial equity. This was in the form of an executive order issued on February 16th, right in the middle of Black History Month, which extends an order that Biden made on his first day in office requiring federal agencies to investigate inequities within their departments and to proactively address shortcomings. This new executive order makes this an annual requirement. The aim is to deliver equitable outcomes for all Americans, including underserved communities through government policies, programs, and services. This order would establish federal agencies or require federal agencies to establish equity teams with a designated senior leader charged with implementing the administration's equity goals and delivering equitable outcomes to the extent consistent with applicable law, end quote. This requires the establishment of a new White House steering committee on equity to coordinate government-wide efforts to advance equity. It overturns a previous executive order issued by President Trump, eliminating this type of diversity, equity, inclusivity requirement on federal agencies. The problem here is that equity is not equality. And there are plenty, if you do a search on the web, you'll find that what I'm saying here is true. Equity versus equality. We're now being told that equality is a bad thing. Equality is a bad thing. Equity, equitable outcomes is what's necessary. The difference between the two is that people are not equal. Stems from the simple observable fact that people are not equal. Watch any sporting event, and this becomes obvious in a matter of moments. If people were equal, I could have fulfilled my childhood dream of becoming a Major League Baseball player. But because I was short, slow, and lacked eye-hand coordination, I did not make the high school baseball team. There were guys who were better at it than me. We were not equal. Conversely, there are some things which I am better than others. Same is true for you. You are better at some things than others and not as good as other people. This idea that we should all be equal is a myth. It's a fantasy. So equity has been introduced to introduce the concept of equitable outcomes. We should all achieve the same outcome regardless of our talents and abilities from the get-go. Now, it sounds like a wonderful thing, but the reality is it never works out the way it is presented to us. Rather than equality, giving an equal opportunity to succeed, we are told we will all achieve equal outcomes regardless of your abilities or your effort at the beginning. The net result is that we are all reduced to the lowest common denominator. This is why socialism always fails, because those with ability quit trying. Why bother if you're going to be forced to take an equitable outcome? And now Joe Biden is making this a requirement of our federal bureaucracy. Quite frankly, this is a productivity-sucking vampire sinking its fangs into the lifeblood of this country. It does not promote fairness. It's going to drag us all down together. Topic number two, the cult of Molech. President Biden also doubling down on his targeting of pro-life activists. The Department of Justice, under Attorney General Merrick Garland, has arrested multiple pro-life Americans over the past year, and even as charges against Catholic leader Mark Hauck, as we told you, were dropped, the Biden administration continues to find more pro-lifers to prosecute, or perhaps the more accurate word is persecute. The Justice Department announced last week indictments against eight pro-life activists stemming from a protest at an abortion clinic in Michigan. Latest charges in the Biden administration's post-Roe v. Wade decision crackdown. The department released the federal grand jury indictment February 15th on conspiracy, violations of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, or the FACE Act, in connection with a protest in August of 2020 at the Northland Family Planning Clinic in Sterling Heights, Michigan. The defendants are accused of conspiring to block the clinic and then carrying out a blockade. So, basically, some pro-lifers stood in front of the door of an abortion clinic to discourage women from hiring someone to kill their unborn children, and now they face up to 11 years in prison. Meanwhile, more than 100 attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers, bombings, firebombings, vandalism, and to the best of our knowledge, only two arrests thus far. Molech demands his blood sacrifice, and sadly, those in the Biden administration are more than happy to facilitate the ongoing sacrifice. Coming up, Saved by a Message in the Snow. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomena.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. And it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant. And at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them? And once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, saved by the snow. Helicopter pilot in Turkey carrying aid to the earthquake zone took a chance when he saw the words Yardım et, which is Turkish for help, written in block letters on the snow. He landed on a slope, which is a dangerous thing for a helicopter, and in so doing saved an elderly couple and two children trapped in their house in a village for 3 days in the earthquake zone when those quakes hit Turkey back in the early part of February. This is in the Kahramanmaraş region. Family of four stranded in their house for 3 days due to the devastating earthquakes. No electricity, no phone reception, roads blocked by snow, no way to go for help. So they wrote Yardım et in the snow, block letters with their feet to try to attract the attention of helicopters bringing aid to rural areas affected by the devastating earthquakes. Pilot said he noticed the words on the snow and then a little further away, a couple of houses in the valley, building a fire outside and trying to use the smoke to signal him in. He landed, met an elderly couple and children desperate for aid. The crew took their list of needs, flew back to the town of Kahramanmaraş, and within half an hour, they were back with those needed materials. Skywatch TV this week discussing a topic you don't often hear in church, and that is the alien abduction phenomenon and the so-called hybrid breeding program. What is that all about? Is it really extraterrestrial or is it supernatural? L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Joy Anderson joined the program this week. Don't miss it. Our broadcast schedule is posted online. SkywatchTV.com tells you where and when you can watch over the air, but you can watch right now. You set the schedule. Video is at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can watch it right now on our YouTube or Rumble channels. These are the addresses here. Or add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV and bring it right into your TV. Again, you click the remote and we're there on your schedule. You can also bring it right into your mobile device, smartphone or tablet, alongside important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. All of that free of charge. The app is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. That's a way to bypass the gatekeepers of big tech, just in case we say something they don't like at some point. This brings it right to you. And again, absolutely free of charge. Links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.